Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Man who escaped Gillette BOA sentenced to over a year in prison. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A man who escaped from the Volunteers of America Reentry Center in Gillette earlier this year has been sentenced to over a year in prison. According to Oil City News, Chief U.S. District Judge Scott Skovdahl sentenced Anthony James Kelly, 33, to 12 months and one day behind bars with no supervised probation after his release. Kelly was serving time for being a felon in possession of a firearm when he escaped from the reentry center in March. Despite attempts by staff to bring him back, he disappeared. He was arrested days later at a hotel in Evansville, Wyoming, after being spotted behaving suspiciously. Proposed rule change on Capitol firearms faces public opposition. A proposed rule change that would allow constitutional carry of firearms in the Capitol extension is facing strong public opposition. Despite this, the rule was added to a draft set of rules presented by the state construction department. Governor Mark Gordon had previously promised to consider lifting gun-free zones in state buildings following his veto of House Bill 125, which aimed to lift restrictions statewide. Gordon directed the drafting of these rules to allow concealed carry in the Capitol extension. During a public survey conducted by the department, nearly 90% of the more than 130 respondents opposed the change, expressing concerns over safety. Some argued that allowing firearms could create an intimidating atmosphere during heated legislative debates. The State Building Commission, chaired by Governor Gordon, discussed the rules and amendments but received pushback from Secretary of State Chuck Gray, who pushed for broader changes to include state buildings. The draft rules will now undergo a public comment period of at least 45 days, with final approval pending input from both the public and the legislature. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.